Welcome to the Ultimate Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we are here. We have finished the season, not without event. I'm encouraged by the news about DeMar Hamlin. It was pretty grim on Monday night. Obviously, a sombering experience. But it seems like it's heading in a positive direction. I'm hopeful for his recovery. Touched by all of the support. The thing about his charity is just incredible. He had raised like $2,000 for his charity, and at the time of this recording, I believe it's like $5.5 million. And he was injured like literally 24 hours ago from when I'm recording. So I'm recording at like 9 o'clock on Tuesday. So, it's an incredible, an incredible outpouring of support. And, what was a very tough thing to watch, I think, brought out a lot of good in people. And I think it's brought out good in the people that, in the people that we, in our people, in terms of how AOD, behaved. I thought it brought out good in a lot of the way that the fantasy community behaved. Typically, always do perform pretty well, generally speaking. So happy, pretty happy about all of that. So I did make a donation from AOD to the hospital where DeMar Hamlin's at. So I was just like to, when I do those things, I like to sort of tell you all about it as a thank you for, continuing to sort of help, continue to believe in and buy into AOD. It does go to it. We try to do some good with it as well. So I want to thank you for your support and all of that. All right. The reason for this show is my annual transparency report and sort of report card on the season. So I did go and actually, as I was looking at this, I realized that I had actually missed a couple of things here, but I had to go back and actually do all the math, and it appears that I've got some I got some pretty good news to report. So I went through and I actually did basically all of the all of the league fees and all that. So I'll go through and I'll read you sort of what the what my basically results for the season, and then what the return on investment was and all of that, and so that way you kind of have an idea about basically about how we did, so you can grade me based on that. So all right, so my report is I have 32 leagues that I would consider dynasty. One of them is a home league that I'm going to consider a dynasty for the purposes of this conversation. But it's a little funky, so it's not truly dynasty. It's more of a keeper and all that. So, but for the purposes of this conversation, let's just say I have 32 leagues. Made the playoffs in 25 of those. I missed the playoffs in 7. Two of the leagues that I missed the playoffs were orphan adopts. Another one was a co-owned team that we just can't seem to get out of our own way. Missed it in 1 safe leagues. I missed it in a fun day premium, which is like a safe leagues duplicate, basically. And I missed it in one of my 1 quarterback leagues. So I think I still have like 6 or 7 of those. I missed it in one of those. So no true glaring things other than, in a 2 quarterback league that Chad and I co-own that we just kind of ran bad. We just kind of ran bad. Finished 6th in terms of all play, but just underperformed that and just couldn't really get out of our way at tight end. So, that's kind of the story there. And then, 25 out of 32 appearances, good with that, 78%. I like to throw a lot of darts at the board in terms of that. 8 buys, which I was pretty proud about. That's 25.8% of my leagues, so more than more than twice what you would expect. So that's pretty good. That's an encouraging sign there. I actually thought it could have been better. I would say I was probably expected for maybe one and a half more than I got. Based on some all play stuff, right? If I were to sort of round it out, I'd say that's about right. So it made it in basically 25.8% of those. Again, my keeper league doesn't have buys, so I didn't include that in there. That's why the denominator is different. So then in week 15, I had 17 games, and I went 10-7. Ran pretty good in that. And then week 16, I had 18 games, went 11-7. So again, throwing lots of darts at the board. I wouldn't even say I got like super duper lucky, right? I would say I probably performed at about right. I mean, like, you know, my teams performed pretty well, right? I mean, I'd probably say I was maybe a win better than I expect about 50-50 in those rounds, right? So if you gave me, you know, 9-8 and heck, 10-8, I'd have been really happy. You know, I would have been super happy with that. So, you get a couple of, I get a couple in the break, right? Things can really go well for you, and they did. So I went 9-2 in the championship rounds. Nothing was influenced by the finality of it. I can pretty confidently say this, that nothing was influenced by the Monday night game. Let me take that back. I technically posted a championship win that I didn't even count as possible that I could win because Josh Allen needed like 5 points or 6 points, 7 points, something like that. And he'd posted like, I think he posted about a third of what he needed in the time that they played. And I was like, this is, so technically I didn't win the league, but I was like, this is absolutely absurd. I'm just going to lose a million ways to Sunday. I think in every game of Allen's career, I would have lost the game. So I conceded. I was like, this is just, I didn't win this, right? So it did influence that one, but technically I don't think it did because I was going to lose. So it didn't matter. Everything was pretty good, right? Evans helped for sure. Mahomes was certainly helpful. I just our teams performed really well. Kittle down the stretch was a big boon, right? That was super helpful. Evan Ingram down the stretch was helpful. Heck, Eckler, Christian McCaffrey, guys that we are pretty not relying on, but guys that are in our orbit played really well. Keenan Allen was awesome, right? I mean, those things just really added up, right? It's really what it is. I mean, Russell Wilson ended up coming up big, in the championship week, which I wasn't sure it was going to be possible, but he did. So a couple of the things here in the sort of overall notes, what I would say, like the overall profit stuff. I did win two Dynasty pots, which netted me an extra $800 in the payout. So it would have helped me by about 30% probably or so in terms of my overall payout. So my buy-in this year was $2,946 is what I had it as. And so just short, it was actually a little bit less than that last year. So it's up just a little bit, not that much, but made like a couple percent, I think. And I ended up winning $6,835, which when you take out the return, versus what my investment was, that equals to be a return on investment of 132%. Now, you will sometimes see this put a different way. Sometimes you will see people say that is actually 232% because of it's the actual profit. That's not actually the way that ROI is defined. So it is defined as, right, what you made versus what subtracted by what you invested divided by what you invested, right? That's the return on investment. So I basically doubled and then some my money. This is the other way to think about that. I'm pretty encouraged, right? I think I broke well. I think I benefited from some positive variance, which was nice in the final weeks, which was positive. A couple years ago, I think I ran like I was trying to dig it up. I can't find the spreadsheet that I actually did it on. I know one year I lost money. And I think it was the year that might have been the year before COVID. I can't remember. There's a year that everything happened in week the final in the first week of the playoffs that went horribly. And I don't know if it was the first, maybe the year before COVID. I can't remember what year it was, but all I have is the records from the last 2 years. I could dig it up, but I couldn't find it before I was recording. So I do have, I know one of the years is actually a loss. I think it was maybe just before I started recording AOD. But anyways, so I went back and actually dug up last year's, which is the one that I could find. Last year, I had my buy-in as being $29.16. So again, I had $30 more this year, $30.05. The overall payout last year was $42.60, which ended up coming back to being a 46% return on my investment. This year it was up to $29.46, so again $30.05 more. I think that was a processing fee was probably the difference. Payout was $6,835 again, so that's 132% ROI. So in terms of overall profit over the past 2 years, we have basically we've invested $5,800, almost $5,900, and then made back $5,200 in profit. So pretty encouraged, right? I mean, I think there's some lessons that we could take from this, right? That we build good teams. I think the elite things matter, right? I think that's something that I've really sort of appreciated more, right? I said this in the chat. I believe this to be very true. The most successful I ever am in life is when I am perceived to be the least cool. I believe that to be very true in Dynasty. When you look at the teams that we build, they are not cool in January. They're not cool in, let me say that differently. They're not cool at the end of January. They're not cool in June. They're not sexy in Dynasty bikini season. But you know what? When it's cold and grimy out, right? Like, it's durable. And that's the thing that I think is very true about AOD. And that's something I'm super proud of. So I've heard reports from you guys. This isn't meant to be a bragging thing. I do think it's important for me to to tell you this. It just happens to be a good couple of years. So do I expect this every year? No, right? Do I expect something more like last year? Most years, yeah, right? I don't think I'm as good as this year. I don't think I'm as bad as like the year I lost money, right? Like I think it's somewhere in between, but it's encouraging, you know? And I think, I'm pretty excited about where we are from a team building perspective. I was going to actually put on pre-sale the AOD 2023. I'm going to call it a little bit something different this year. I'm going to call it, I think, the AOD team building guide. And I was going to put it out this week, but I am going to wait. It just doesn't seem cool to do it during the with everything that's going on with DeMar Hamlin. I just don't feel comfortable doing that. So I'm going to wait on that, and I'll probably put it out some point, you know, once we get a little bit clear of this and, you know, we'll put some stuff out. I'm super excited about it. I do have a couple of subscribers who have sent me stuff that I will include. If you still want to contribute, do reach out and let me know. We still have a couple of weeks, so you can write it and we can certainly discuss it. And that's something that's possible to do still. So it's usually the week after the NFC AFC championship game, like that weekend is typically when I do the release of it. But you know, I have flexibility and that's not necessary. I'm not wed to that by any means, in terms of when it'll come out. It's pretty close to done. I have to edit it. I haven't done any editing, which should make my January fun. But yeah, it's pretty much close to written. I just have to tinker with a couple of things. But I'm pretty excited about the form that it's taking, some of the topics that we're going to cover, and and some of the ways that we're going to do it. So that's pretty much a wrap for this. I'm going to go into a slight Dynasty hibernation, podcast wise. I usually take about a week. I don't take a week off to take a week off. I take a week off so that way I can finish AOD. It's typically what it is. I haven't decided exactly when I'm going to start doing dailies. Probably like Martin Luther King Day would be sort of my thought. I might release something next week, and then maybe we'll do something, you know, kind of like that Martin Luther King weekend is probably when we'll start kicking stuff off. I'm going to a football guys retreat, so maybe I'll have some content surrounding that as well. So, yeah, so that's pretty much it for this year. We'll put a bow on 2022. A couple people have asked me about 2023 startups. The first thing that I will do is scrub all the tiers, and I'll have podcasts with that. That'll be like what the second half of January is going to end up being about. Usually we'll update hierarchy of assets. I like to wait for all of the stats to close because it's all based on final year stats. So that's kind of what we're going to have to wait and do. So I will have that information for you, but it's got to, it takes a couple of weeks to get all that. Yeah, it takes the end of the season. We'll see what the Buffalo situation is with Cincinnati. We'll have all that data and, you know, it'll probably, you know, I'll put it together, start recording some podcasts and probably start releasing them right around in about 10 days or so. So, yeah, so that's pretty much it here. I'm going to be wrapping up the 2023 edition, have some fun content stuff lined up. Super excited about this offseason. I think it's going to be the best one yet. Startups galore, lots of trades, lots of AOD implementation. I think I really get it now. Right? I sort of understand the academic side of it. Now we know where to pull the strings, right? And that's, now we know where all the ins and outs are hidden. Feel a lot more confident in sort of applying it. And I think that's going to make us even more profitable going forward. So that's going to put a bow on it for the 2022 season. Still pulling for DeMar Hamlin. Hope everything goes well with him. And I just want to thank you all for being part of this. And, you know, if you enjoyed the content, you know, I know that you don't want to give away your edge, but if you got a friend or something that you play Dynasty with, you know, just pass it along. Pass along that, you know, I know you don't want to give up your edge, but pass along that if you got a friend that you don't play in leagues with, but you think would be interested, pass it along and, you know, and we can continue to grow this and do some additional things with a bigger subscriber base. So excited about all that. And that's going to put a bow on it here for this 2022 season. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. I look forward to beginning every podcast with Welcome to the Dynasty Daily in about a week. And until that time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.